Well, you know, you always have expectations coming into these things, and you know, sometimes depending on your expectations, you're never happy. And I suppose that in some ways would sum up today, because you know, you tick off results that you possibly may achieve, and if they don't all work out for you, then you have to kind of evaluate and deal with it. But let's tell the story, and the story, really, the headline story is really Emmy Green, the Dunloe athlete, who's been running extremely well in Ulster and all over the place in recent months, actually. She really ran an unbelievable race. She's so well improved as an athlete, and a really serious athlete now. She's a student at DCU, of course, and she runs out of Finn Valley, and she's you know, she won the Ulster Novice there just a week ago, and then a couple of weeks before that, she won the Ulster Under 20 Championships. Now, today, the target for her was to continue that vein and to make the Irish team, to make her first ever big international appearance, which will now be in Brussels in December. And but by finishing second today, she nailed that position down. She nailed that place on the team down. And it's a big step forward for her. It's a big, unique day for her. So well done, Emmy Green from Dunloe, running out of Finn Valley. She will now be heading to the European Championships, Under 20 Championships, having finished second today. She hit the front. She stayed out there. She battled well with a girl from East Down, a girl actually that she has beaten this year already. So that's another target for her when she gets to the Europeans. But big day for her. The other couple of big stories, well, Kieran McFadden, as always, he is the under 18 national champion. He's under 17, in fact, still 16 years of age. And he had it under control today. You know, the under 18s and the under 20s were running in the same race. And you wondered, you know, how he was going to handle that mixture, but he handled it extremely well. You know, he didn't get too excited. He ran a very mature race, and, you know, he came home to one, and he's the under 18 champion, and no doubt he will try and add the under 17 championships to that in Navan in a couple of weeks' time. So that was Keenan. Then the other big individual result came from Odrin McBrady. He's from Drumkeen. He goes to St. Columbus College in Stranorder, and he runs out of Finn Valley, and he leads that under 16 boys team from Finn Valley, a team that in fact finished fourth today, but he ran a really mature race. You know, he sat back in the early laps, and he ran, and he knew he needed to be top four to make the Celtic international selection for Ireland. Well, that all worked out for him. He will be on the Celtic team going to Glasgow, and he finished second today. A boy from Crockwell and Galway beat him, but you know, immediately crossing the line, the message to him is right. When you get to Glasgow, you got to beat the man from Crockwell as well. So we'll just move the story on. But he's a very, very smart racer. He's a very, very, very controlled racer, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how his career develops. But today, he stood up to it on a very tough course, on a really, really, really tough course. He stood up to it. What other stories had we from today? Well, Letterkenny, we hoped that their women's team that finished second last year, only beaten by a point for the national championships. But then we got they were in there, and we got the bad news during the week that Anne-Marie McDonough wasn't going to run. So then that kind of weakened the Letterkenny team. But still, you anticipated that they were going to get medals. That didn't materialise. Very early on, Natasha Adams fell and didn't recover really, and she left the race at that point. So they were down. They were never going to finish a complete team. So the Letterkenny Challenge ended right there and then. So that was unfortunate. Then went on to Finn Valley under 14 girls. Well, they finished second behind Westport. They finished in Rossapenna last year. They got medals. So they're building their story forward. So that was good. They were led by Andrea Reid. Then there was Darcy Clark, and then there was Amy Michael Carr, and then the fourth member of the scoring team was Niamh McGlinchey, so from Castlefin. So that was Finn Valley and the medals there. Finn Valley also had a number of fourth place finishes. The under 12 girls just lost out by a point, 1 point, which is kind of miserable really, but that's the way it goes. They were fourth, and they're on the 16 boys, as I told you. They also finished fourth, which is really, really encouraging. You know, when you get to the 16 boys age group, when they get medals or get near to the medals, you're kind of encouraged by that. So that was it. So what's going to happen now? Sean McGinley was the other man. Sean McGinley had a poor run, a disappointing run. He will be very disappointed. And I watched him as he walked away from the race, and he just walked away. He was just so disappointed. He was fifth on the 23. You know, he would have anticipated either winning the under 23 championship or indeed being in the top three. That didn't happen for him, and he's been running well. But whether he didn't cope with the course, or whether he wasn't just at himself, he didn't look comfortable from the early days against Willie Mann. And unfortunately, he finished fifth on the 23. There was what else had we? Well, Tristan Green from the Rosses, he got on the top 12 in his group. Well done to him. Other than that, that was it. The only other significant thing that you know, when the Irish selectors sit down this evening, obviously Amy Green will be on the team for the European Championships in Brussels. But you know, the Flanagan sisters, they ran last night. They ran yesterday evening, actually, about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Irish time in Philadelphia in an 8K to prove their fitness. And they finished second and third in a big race there. I anticipate that both of them will be picked for the European Championships, you know, because Ireland without them at European level are a non-starter, really. They need them on the team. And, you know, that conversation was had today, throughout the day, that, you know, these girls got to be included. So people generally agreed. So, but down to the selectors now, so it's their call. So that was the other thing. I don't think there was anything else. Yes, Liam McKay from Finn Valley. He finished sixth. He finished sixth in the under. He's 18 today only. So, you know, and he's going to Providence College. So he's got a great future ahead of him. But he finished sixth today in the under 20 race. But I don't anticipate him being selected for the Europeans. Six will go, but you know, there's a couple of boys in America, and they'll probably be brought home. And they ran American Championships yesterday, so that'll make the team up, and I don't think Liam will be on that team. So, look, but anyway, he was there or thereabouts, but it didn't work for him. So, you know, a long day, a tough day, a challenging day for Donegal athletes. It went much better than I was predicting and previewing yesterday. You know, I wondered about the standard, particularly of the Finn Valley teams. You know, they were dominant in Ulster, of course they were, but would they be any good at national level? Well, the answer is yes, they were good at national level, and yes, they are good at national level. This is the underage Finn Valley teams, and they did do well. Cranford, who won the Ulsters and the under 12, they finished seventh team today, so they're a wee bit disappointed with that. But look, the day's done, a long day. We move forward now from this point today to Navan for the uneven national championships, and we can anticipate further medals, no doubt, for Donegal.